Thank you for that, Mitch. At 5:10, we'll go over headlines from today's Sean Snyder press conference, including a couple of changes on K-State's coaching staff, which have been rumored to be in the works, and they are now official. So we will discuss those. Also, the mass exodus that K-State basketball experienced a couple of years ago. There's a couple other programs that are notable that are dealing with the same thing right now. I'm going to talk about that in the second hour as well. We'll finish off the show with Jabroni of the Week. But for right now, we're talking with the head coach of the K-State women's soccer team. That is Mike DeBeanie. His team coming off of the first season in program history, an abbreviated season. Now they move on to being a full member of the Big 12. They will play a Big 12 schedule this year, compete in the Big 12 conference. And so it is a transitional period for Mike DeBeanie and the Wildcats. Coach, really appreciate the time with you coming onto the show this afternoon. The first thing I want to ask you is, how much different are things for you personally entering year two of the program versus year one, now that you don't have to construct anything, you just have to take the team forward?
Well, appreciate you having me. It's been a lot different. I think, having a whole year under our belts now allows us to be a lot more comfortable going into the season, especially building our culture and having more time to be more comfortable with each other, including the coaching staff and the players all together. The whole program was very difficult at the beginning when we were all just coming together and hodgepodging things and trying to win some games without really knowing each other. And now that culture and the chemistry of being a family is there and growing.
What did you take away the most, whether it be positive or negative, from that first season and going through that learning process?
To be honest, we succeeded in all areas. We went above and beyond what I expected in a first-year program compared to, other first-year programs at this level, and starting from scratch. It's always difficult, but I took a lot more positives that we were very competitive and we stayed in every single match, and we got about 7 or 8 results through it all for a first-year program. I think we did some amazing things, and we grew together.
Did playing that abbreviated schedule last year prepare you for this first full season in the way that you hoped that it would, or could you even answer that before you actually get started with it?
I think it did, allowing us to play at least 16 games. Plus, these spring games coming up here gives us about 21 games together. And when I first attempted to make the schedule, I was looking at RPI ratings of 150 and below just to give us some confidence and learn as we go. And about 9 or 10 of those opponents ended up being in the top 150 in RPI by the end of the season. So I felt the competitive nature of our schedule was very, very good to prepare us for, this upcoming season. We still have a lot of work to do, but we are getting better each and every day.
You're going to start out the regular season in 2017 with a road trip out to the Pacific Northwest, a couple Pac-12 foes, including Oregon State and Oregon. Those are a couple teams that are, they stand out when it comes to Power 5 schools. But, I mean, out of the gate, that's going to be a pretty tough start when it comes to comparing with the strength of schedule compared to the rest of the country.
Yeah, I mean, if I look at the schedule now, I think there's 13 or 14 teams in the top 100 RPI going into next year. And I think we had, 3 to 4 in and out all last year's schedule. So it's important that we play early on a tough couple matches to kind of be battle tested so we can prepare through the rest of the season before Big 12 starts, shoring up those areas that need work. We do have a lot of good opponents on our schedule, non-conference schedule before Big 12, but starting off playing Pac-12 opponents on the road, doubleheader, will show us a lot about our team.
We're talking right now with the K-State women's soccer coach, Mike DeBeanie, his team about to embark on its first full season of existence in the Big 12 Conference. Coach, looking closer at this 2017 schedule, there's a couple things that stand out to me. Five straight road fixtures to start, or three straight road fixtures to start the season, along with some exhibition play. You won't have a home match until August 30th against Omaha. What are you going to learn about your team? I mean, you kind of answered it a little bit right there, but as far as not being able to play in front of your home fans and everything like that, how well will that prepare you for the Big 12?
I think, you know, building the team chemistry will be a lot better in terms of getting on the road, because sometimes going on the road allows your team to become closer, traveling together and building building relationships, knowing each other, especially when you're combining returners with a big recruiting class coming in. So having that opportunity to get out and travel a little bit at the beginning, getting, you know, going through some adversity, and then coming home will make the home first home opener that much more special. And you know, I feel allowing us to do that will give us that experience, and coming home for a home opener will make it more special for us to come out and compete for our hometown and home crowd.
You mentioned earlier, you know, this month you're playing six spring games, just spring scrimmages, friendlies. It's been a while since the middle of October when you wrapped up last year's regular season at Illinois State, but you had a couple against Tulsa and TCU. You still have Arkansas, Colorado, and Denver coming up. But with that Tulsa and TCU matchups back on April 1st, do you think the team has taken any steps forward since the middle of October last year?
Yeah, absolutely. You can see that individually and as a team, we've improved in a lot of areas. We still have work to do, but we were competitive. We played two teams of Tulsa and TCU who we felt would have been in our, you know, top three in our schedule last year. And we battled and we did the right things, and we stayed competitive throughout the matches. So we're looking to continue to do that against Arkansas, obviously Colorado, and Denver. And having three out of those five matches against opponents that are that made the national tournament and are top 35 in the country will only get us better.
Coach, one more question for you. Just looking at the Big 12 schedule, you start off with a couple of road matches against Texas Tech and TCU, but the one I want to ask you about is that Big 12 home opener on September 29th against West Virginia, the defending Big 12 champion and national runner-up. What kind of level is that program on right now, do you think, and how special is it going to be to have that be your first Big 12 home match here in Manhattan?
That's going to be an exciting match. West Virginia is and has been the most dominant Big 12 team in the last 5 years. And to have them at home for our home opener on a Friday night is going to be special. And, you know, we're going to have our 12th man, which is our fans and the crowd out there to help us. But, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge. However, I think having that crowd out there and being at home for the first ever Big 12 opener, it's going to be a fun match to watch.
Coach, really appreciate the time this afternoon. Best of luck as you continue to prepare over the course of this spring, and we'll be talking to you more as we get closer to the season.
Appreciate you having me.
That is Coach Mike DeBeanie of the K-State Women's Soccer Program. If you want to check out the schedule that was released yesterday for their first full season as a program, you can check it out on kstatesports.com. Going to head to our last break of this first hour. When we come back, Monday nights have been made great again. At least they can be if you want to tune into the same TV show that I watch. We'll talk about that coming up next.